Hello, and welcome to Grammar Lab, where we put English under the microscope. In today's episode, we'll delve into the complex world of double negatives and how they can lead to grammatical missteps. Are you ready to become a grammar whiz? Keep listening to steer clear of these common pitfalls. Picture this. You're writing a dramatic scene in a novel, and a character declares, "I can't get no satisfaction." Sounds intense, right? But from a grammar geek's perspective, that's a double negative.
That's right, Abby. A double negative occurs when two forms of negation are used in the same sentence. While it's common in some dialects and languages, in standard English, two negatives make a positive, which can lead to confusion.
What's fascinating is that double negatives weren't always a no-no. Back in Old and Middle English, they were perfectly normal and used for emphasis. It wasn't until the Renaissance that grammarians started to frown upon their use.
The change likely happened because of a new sense of logic based on Latin, where double negatives are a big grammatical nope. However, famous writers like Shakespeare and Chaucer often employed them with great effect.
For example, take the line from Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales. "He never yet no villainy, ni said." Here, never, no, and ni were all negatives, but they just emphasize the point rather than canceling each other out.
But let's bring it back to modern English, where double negatives like "I didn't see nothing" can cause a listener to do a double take. The correct sentence should be, "I didn't see anything."
Absolutely, Jack. And here's a little quiz for us. I'll say a sentence with blank and you fill it in with the right word. She won't help blank unless you ask her.
That's an easy one. She won't help anyone unless you ask her.
Nice. And what about this? He's not unkind, he just doesn't know how to show blank.
His feelings. So he's not unkind, he just doesn't know how to show his feelings. Before we close today's grammar adventure, here's a quick recap. Avoid double negatives in standard English to keep your meaning clear. Remember that two negatives make a positive, which can twist your intended message.
And if you ever feel the urge to say, "I can't hardly wait," pause and consider if you mean, "I can hardly wait," or "I can't wait." It's a classic double negative trap.
Thanks for tuning in to Grammar Lab. Next time, we'll crack the code on another tricky topic. Who versus whom? It's a doozy.
If you have questions that you'd like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us. To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. Thanks again, and remember, every day is a good day to learn something new about the language we love.
Until next time, keep those negatives in check, grammar enthusiasts.